left off in Siman Shin Gimel, in the middle of Sif Tes Vav. The Mechaber says, in the middle of Sif Tes Vav, he continues, that a woman could go out, a person go out, with pilpul, peppers, like black pepper, agar gemelach, salt, or boysam, any type of perfume, or a good smelling thing they put in their mouth. Mishnah Berurah explains that pilpul was for bad breath, to counteract bad breath, the melach, well, someone had a toothache, they would walk around with this in their mouth, and they want to go outside with this, it's both to the go, it's not a problem of carrying. However, the Mechaber says that this is only if it was in their mouth from before Shabbos. But to put this into their mouth on Shabbos, they cannot do, because that's a problem of refuah. At Gzeir Odo Shechika Salmanim, Mitzvah will learn more about one day in Siman Shin Chav Ches. Another reason Mishnah Berurah brings why one cannot put these things like Chila into their mouth on Shabbos is it looks like it's a trick in order to do Hoitzah. By the previous things we had, the moich that she had to catch needle blood and other such things, there it's obvious that she needs them. It doesn't look like a trick in order to be able to carry outside. But here, these things are not as necessary. The piece of salt, the pepper, these things she cannot put into her mouth on Shabbos and then go outside. It looks like it's a trick in order to be allowed to carry. So two reasons. Out's her fool, and out's looks like a rumot that you want to carry outside. And therefore, the Mechaber says, if these things were in their mouth before Shabbos, they went outside and now fell out of the mouth, they cannot put it back in. Again, because it looks like haroma, they want to do it so. And also, because then you have a new gzera, al shechikas ha'amonim. And there's nafkamina, there's a difference between these two reasons. Because if we go with the reasons just because of shechikas ha'amonim, it's a refuah, then based on halacha, it's a mishin chav ches, sif chav hei, it'll come out that's only a problem to put it back in if it fell on the floor. But if the melach, the papalin, if the salt or the peppers just fell on top of the keli, then you could put it back in. It's not considered like a new refuah and a new star doing it on Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah seems to make like this, that if it fell on the keli, you could put it back in. In other words, al tzar aroma looks like a trick you want to carry that he's not worried about. We're only worried you can't put it back in on shechikas ha'amonim, al tzar fuah, and therefore it's only if it fell on the floor. The Mechaber says that they go outside with batei shekayim, something they wore over their legs. They were tied with a string. Mishnah Berurah says it's a string or a strap around their legs, even though it's not tightly tied. We're not afraid it's going to fall down, and they're going to end up carrying on Shabbos. Person will be careful, and not going to be carrying this on Shabbos. Similarly, the Mechaber says you go outside with like a bracelet, something like that, that's sewed around her arm, around her leg, as long as it's tight against the skin, and it's not going to slip off, it's not going to fall off. If it's going to fall off, we're afraid that when it falls off, they'll end up carrying it. But if it's tight, that's not going to fall off. So only chashash, they take off the shoulder to someone, we're not afraid they're going to do it over here. Because if they do that, they'll be exposing themselves, exposing their arm, exposing their leg. That's the same reason why the batei shekayim are mutter. They're not afraid they're going to end up carrying it. It's going to fall, they're going to end up carrying it, because they're going to be exposing themselves. The Mechaber brings that there is a shita that holds that by that tzada, this like bracelet, so to speak, it's only mutter if it's around the leg. But if it's around the arm, it's a problem. By the arm, we're not as willing to be semach on the svara that she's not willing to expose herself. Only by the legs, there it's pashut and agreed upon that we can be semach on the svara that she's not going to take it off. She doesn't want to expose herself. Sifta zayin. The Mechaber says anything she's allowed to wear outside, she even tie or untie her sarab, and not afraid she can come and carry it. And Mishnah Berurah explains that anything that's normal for a person to remove and carry to show or for other reasons, Chazal already asked her going outside with them anyway, because maybe they'll fall off or she'll take it off and show it to somebody. So what's left? All the things that are left that you could wear outside on Shabbos are things that's not typical to take them off. So those things you want to untie, retie, there's no concern. If we're afraid she's going to forget Shabbos entirely, so then she can end up carrying anything. The Teretz is not afraid she's going to forget entirely that Shabbos, just going to lose herself and end up carrying. So these things, it's not the normal thing to end up carrying them. There's no kashash she can come to carry, so if she's even tied or untied, near Shabbos. Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber says that Rishonim will say that it's also to person to have the key to his house when he's in his chotzer, to have it attached to his clothing, to carry his key in his hands when he's in the chotzer, the courtyard of his house, as long as there's an Erev around the chotzer, so then it's fine. Like anything allowed, carry kelim in the chotzer, in the courtyard that's around your house, if you have an Erev. You're not afraid you're going to end up carrying it out to Shrab, you only carry within the Erev. So a person wants to carry his key, because he needs to go out of his house, unlock the door, and be in the chotzer, and he wants to unlock the door to get back in, he needs to have the key on him. That's fine, as long as the Erev around the chotzer, around the courtyard. But to have it on his clothing, like attached, hanging from his belt or his waist, or something like that, that the Mechaber says, that Rishonim say you cannot do in the chotzer, because you're afraid he's going to forget that's there, and end up carrying it out into Shrab. So in other words, the things that Derech Malbush, so either he's allowed to carry it down the Chatzar, obviously, because the Chatzar has an Erev, but it's very likely that end up going out into Shraim like that, and he won't realize that he's carrying. Masha Inkan is supposed to have it in his hands, so that's normal. In the Chatzar, if there's Erev, you're allowed to carry. If you're Shraim, you can't carry. Somebody can carry in the house, you can carry in the Chatzar. There's no Chashash going to stop end up doing Chatzar on Shabbos, so the key to be in his hands is fine, but to have it hanging from his clothing, that, according to these Rishonim, would be a problem.